Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for April 2019. This month the days are getting longer. In fact, there is 2 hours more daylight at the end of the month than at the beginning. But there are still some amazing sights to see at night. Let's start as always with the moon. New moon this month is on the 5th, with the full moon following about 2 weeks later on the 19th. Now onto the planets. Jupiter is well placed to view, and it will be at its highest after midnight at the end of the month, shining out at magnitude -2.1 in the constellation of Ophiuchus towards the south. Look out for the moons and perhaps some stripes on the surface. So what does this magnitude business mean? The magnitude scale is used by astronomers to assign a relative brightness to each object. The less positive or more negative the value, the brighter the object. The Sun has magnitude -27, whereas the full moon is -11. The brightest star, Sirius, is magnitude -1.5, and the pole star, Polaris, is +2. Each unit magnitude corresponds to about 2.5 times difference in brightness. Saturn may be seen around 1 a.m. at the end of the month in the southeast. It's in the constellation of Sagittarius at magnitude 0.9, and the rings should be quite prominent. Mars is now dimming this month, but is still visible at the beginning of the month in Taurus towards the west. Best seen at around 9 p.m. at magnitude +1.5, and that's almost 2 magnitudes dimmer than it was this time last year. Venus is still a bright magnitude object, visible about 30 minutes before sunrise, very low down in the east at the beginning of the month, at a luminous -3.9 magnitude. Mercury is just visible, extremely low down, about 20 minutes before sunrise, in Aquarius in the east. Now, the Lyrid meteor showers should be worth looking out for this month, on the 21st and 22nd. The well-placed radiant, or the apparent source of the meteors, is directly overhead just before dawn, so there could be a good display. However, the full moon will put the mockers on this. Normally, you could expect to see around 20 meteors per hour at best, but it's worth looking out for. You might see one or two very bright ones in the bright moonlight. Look towards the constellation of Lyra. And now on to constellation watching. A nice grouping of constellations can be seen while you are watching the meteors, and that's the Cygnus family. The cross of Cygnus, the swan, is easy to find, virtually directly overhead just before dawn. Around Cygnus are the small constellations of Lyra, the musical instrument, Delphinus, the dolphin, and Sagitta, the arrow. All these are quite easily seen if you know what shapes you're looking out for. And Lyra is particularly easy as it contains the very bright star Vega, which is exactly 0.0 magnitude. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. And don't forget the planisphere, which shows you what's up there at any time and date of the year. That's all for now. Listen out next month for May's highlights. Bye for now.